As promised, pun intended, gonna go back to the introduction to the daf and just be marchiv a little bit more about the concept of a shvuah, specifically a shvuah's bitui, and really the nuanced chilukim between a neder and a shvuah respectively. So in the introduction to the daf, we said that high level nedarim and shvuahs are somewhat interchangeable. In both cases, you imposed upon yourself something that you didn't really have to impose upon yourself because of what you said, something schal, schal neder, schal shvua, la yachal devaroi, the essen that come along with the parasha of nedarim and shvuos, hafaras nedarim and shvuos, hataras nedarim and shvuos, so many of the sugis of nedarim and shvuos overlap with each other. So what's the difference? The difference is nedarim dat beis amid beis, that nedarim is iser cheftza, shvua is iser gafra. Stating that, it's very, very obvious that really there's a fundamental difference between a neder and a shvuah, and something that really goes to the core of understanding why there's a parasha of nedarim in the Torah and why there's a parasha of shvuah in the Torah. In fact, not only is it clear that there's a chilek, but it's clear that a shvuah is way more chamor than a neder. Just to demonstrate. Number one, there's a parsha of the carbon oil of a yairet, right? Which was the topic of the first part of the Masechta. Where's there an oil of a yairet? An oil of a yairet is dafka in the parsha of Shvua. So if someone violates Shvua's bitu b'shoigeg, there's the oil of a yairet. As opposed to by Nedarim, you don't have the parsha of oil of a yairet. Clearly suggesting that there's a chaymer that Shvua has over Nedarim, and that when it comes to Shvua, there's a parasha of carbon. When it comes to Nedarim, there's no parasha of carbon. The Torah says, with regards to somebody that swears falsely, v'loisi shavu b'shmi la'shaker, v'chilalta Hashem alekecha ani Hashem. It's a pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim. There's a special loisa say, thou shalt not swear falsely. You don't have a special loisa say when it comes to Nedarim. What you have by Nedarim is the general pasuk in Parashas Matos, and that is Lo Yachal Devari, which is talking about Nedarim and Shvuos. Ish ki yidoy nedal Hashem, o yishav ha-shvuah lesar Yisrael nafshoy, Lo Yachal Devari. But here, when it comes to Shvuah, there's a special loisa say. It says in the Torah, V'lo yishavu b'shmi lo shaker. One of the Aseres HaDibrois is loisisa eshem Hashem alekecha lashav. What does that mean? It means a person is not allowed to swear imzist, right? It's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. It's going to be the topic of a lot of the upcoming dafin. But a person is not allowed to make a shvuah al eitz shehi eitz val even shehu even. If somebody does that, he violates a special law in the Torah. And by the way, this law in the Torah is one of the Ten Commandments, which would seem to suggest it's not just a law, it's a foundational law. And even more than that, what does the pasuk says? Lo yisis Hashem Hashem alkecha lashov, ki lo yinaka havaya isasha yisa shmoy lashov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no tolerance. Where do you find such a lashon? Ki lo yinaka? Ki lo yinaka, when it comes to shvuah shav, it's so chamer. You don't find this by neder. There's a Ran in the Nedarim that talks about a neder shav. It's a ran, it's like a footnote, it's a maramokim. Shvuah shav is one of the Aseres HaDibris, it's the third commandment. So what's going on over here? Even more than that, the Rambam, B'lashoyne Azov, we spoke about this Rambam in the earlier part of the Masechta. When the Rambam talks about all the different things that are mechaper, how they're only mechaper with tshuva. Then the Rambam says, the Sar Mishaleach was a chiddush, that the Sar Mishaleach was mechaper on certain averos, even if the person didn't do tshuva. Which averos was a mechaper for if the person didn't do tshuva? It was mechaper for the averos kalos. Right, averos chamurois, for that you have to do tshuva. Kalos, you don't have to do tshuva. Zok the Rambam. Umahin ha-kalos, umahin ha-chamurois. Ha-chamurois heno averos שחייבן עליה מיסה יזבז דנאי קורס ושבו השוב ושקר אף על פי שאין בו קורס הרי היא מן החמורוס ושאר מצווס לא יסעסע מצווס עשה שאין בהם קורס אין הקלוס. So the Rambam says, what's the definition of חמורוס if this קורס or מיסה יזבז דן? And says the Rambam, v'shvu ha-shav, v'shvu ha-sheker, av al pi she'im bay koris, harehi min ha-chamurois. So you have a mefurish in Rambam, that shvu ha-sheker is chamurois, and nedarim, lo yachal dvaro, is kalois. So this Rambam tells you everything you need to know. It's klar. One is chamurois, and the other one is kalois. So we're talking about shvuas and nedarim. It's a cheftz, it's a gavr, it's the same thing. I'm learning nedarim first seder, I'm learning shvuas second seder. So explain to me, please, if they're mamish the same thing, and the whole Hashkemina is a nuance. It's academic in nature. It's literally the first Hakira from the beginning of time. Gavre Cheftza. If that's the whole Nafkemina here between a Neder and a Shvua, then why is it that Shvua is in the Ten Commandments? Why do you have special Lavin? Why is it from the Chamurais? Right, we know the Gemara says, Kol Loisa Sei Shebetoyrev. It's a Lav Shein by Maisa Ein Loikin of Chutz Mi Nishba Meimar Makala. The Nishbar is one of the exceptions to the rule that you're a Lav Shein by Maisa. You're going to get Malkus regardless. L'chayra, this is something that's very, very, it can't be, it's the same thing. We're missing something. There has to be something very, very obvious over here. And the truth is, that really, the answer to this question is mefurish in the Rishayim. But I think, just to bring it out a little bit, it's kedai to have a tiny, tiny, tiny introduction. And that is, the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuos, this is in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. So Rambam is talking about Shvuah's Bita. Again, your good old-fashioned Shvuah. He says as follows. Echad ha-nishba, oy she-hishpiyoy acher b'shem ha-miyuchad, oy be-echad men-ha-kinuyim. Somebody makes a Shvuah, whether he did it with the Shem ha-miyuchad, or whether he did it with, not the Shem ha-miyuchad, as in the Shem Havaya, but one of the other Shemois, or a kinuy, something that is clearly a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not the Shem HaMiyuchid. You go in, Shenishba, B'misha Shmoy Chanon, U'B'misha Shmoy Rachon, U'B'misha Shmoy Erech HaPayim, U'K'yoytze Behen, Harezu Shvua Gemura, it's going to be a Shvua Gemura. Halacha Gimel, V'cheina Oymer Shvua Bashem, Oy B'misha Shmoy Chanon, Shloy Oycha V'Ochal, etc., etc., Hareza Chayef, Halacha Dalet, Omar Allah Oy Orer Oy Shvua V'loy Hisker Shem. If a person just said a Lashon that means Shvua, Allah Orer, or even the word Shvua itself, but he didn't mention the name of Hashem, V'loy Kinoi, or he didn't mention any of the Kinoim for Hashem, Hareza Aser B'Dava Shnish Ba'Olav, the Shvua is Chal. Avol Zok Rambam, Ein Oy Loike, you don't get Malkus. V'loy Mevi Karbin, you don't have to bring an Oil of a Yoyred, and other Al Shvua Asai. Achiyir B'Shem and Hashem Oysam Yuchadim Oy Kinoim and Hakinoim K'moish B'Yarn. The Rambam Shita is very, very clear. The Rambam holds that the only time a Shvua is a Shvua, where it has all the pitchifkas, is if the Shvua was made mentioning the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I swear in the name of, or one of the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if a person would say Allah, or Arur, or Shvua, v'lei hisker shem, v'lei kinuy, hareza asur, it will be chal in Issa Shvua, nothing to talk about. But at the same time, there won't be any of the chiyuvim. The Ravid is masik on the Rambam. The Ravid says, Amar Avram, lo neschaver etzli dovar zeh. Shloi matzasi shem min ha-shemois, v'loi kinu min ha-kinuyim, b'shvuz bitoy. I didn't find one Gemara anywhere that says that a shvuz bitoy has to have a shem Hashem, and that it makes any difference if it does or it doesn't. V'loi matzinu shem elu be'edus u'bepikotin. By Shvus Ha'edus and by Shvus Ha'pekodin, it's a sugi and Shvus Ha'flamin. Hey, there you find an Indian that you need a Shem. But those are very specific types of Shvus. But with a regular Shvus, Bitui says the Ravid, Loi Matzasi, I never found Shem and Hashemois. I never found such an Indian, and I don't know where the Rambam got this from. Because if Mishnah, the grace of Parashin on the Rambam, the Beis Yosef says that it's Pasha to me where the Rambam got this from. You know where the Rambam got this from? He got this from Psukim in the Torah. Because there are many Psukim in the Torah that talk about Shvuah. And in those Psukim, not all the Psukim, but there are many Psukim that talk about Shvuah, and those Psukim clearly mention the name of Hashem. When the Torah talks about Shvuah Sheker, the Pasuk we mentioned a minute ago, V'loi si shavu b'shmi la shaker. In the Ten Commandments, V'loi si sa es shem Hashem aleikecha, Lashav. Here's another pasuk. This pasuk is in Parshas Vayeschanan. The pasuk says, "Es Hashem alekecha tira, va'oisoi savoid uveshmoi tishaveya." You should swear in the name of Hashem. Now the Ramban on that pasuk says it's not a mitzvah essay. Like go and just everyone should start swearing in the name of Hashem, right? No, what it means is if you're going to swear in the name, don't do it in the name of Elohim Acherim. Make sure you do it in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Zokt Kesemish is pasha to me. The Rambam saw the Pesukei HaTorah, and he saw whenever the Torah talks about a Shvuah, it's always B'Shmi. So the Rambam understood that these Pesukim are being Megala, that every every single time it says the word Shvu in the Torah, even in the context of a Shvu's Pita, it always means with the Shem Hashem. And as a result, the Taisha Shvu is with the Shem Hashem. I mean that the Taisha Shvu is with the Shem Hashem. That's what the Rambam God is Allah. The Ravid says, I didn't find the Gemara. You're looking in the wrong place. You're looking in the Gemara. Open a Chumash. That you're looking in the wrong place. Go by Ibn Sayyarin, Mishra Pasefa Torah, and start learning and start reading. That's where you're going to find it. However, after the Kesem Mishra says that it's Pashtim, this is where the Rambam got it from, but he fears it's Vitimani. The one thing I don't know 100% in the Rambam is Kivan de Kroy, Beshvois, Beshem, or Bekinoi, Mishtami, then Beloy Shem, or Beloy Kino, I feel like Isurim, you know. Because the Rambam is very clear that this, that you need the Shem, that's only regarding the Chiyuvim, but as relates to the It, Etzem Isser, for that doesn't sound like you need to. And the Kesem Mishnah blibes a shtickle tzorich beer. He's not 100% sure where at the end of the day did the Rambam know to be mechalik. The Ravid says, I don't know where you got Shemus from. Shemus, that's Pesukei HaTorah. The Chilik, that's what's bothering me. The Rambam's Moed B'miktzas. The Rambam's Chayv Shvur De'Raisa. That's the part of Yezok, the Kesem Mishnah, that I'm struggling with to understand. That's the part I'm mutching with here. Oh, but the bottom line is, you want to know where the Rambam got it from? It's Pesukei HaTorah. It's Mam. It couldn't be more mefurish. It's Mamish mefurish in the Pesukim. The emesis, this Shaila, whether Shvuas Bitoy requires shame, doesn't require shame, again, it's a big tumult in the Rishayim. We're learning first Seder Sugyas now, so obviously everything we're saying is a tumult in the Rishayim. And really, the first Ma'ar Makom is Duran in the Darm, Da Beis Amar Aleph. It's Mamash Duran. Mishnah says, Kol Kinuyeh Shvuyos Keshvuyos. Frank Duran, why didn't the Kinuyeh Shvuyos? Mamar Avshach. If Shvuyos by Yishayim, you anyways mentioned the Shem Hashem. And if, so why? So Duran, you see, from here, Shvuyos by Yishayim. And yeah. The question then is, the kinui of a shvu, is it considered that you made a shvu, or is it not considered that you made a shvu? But the Rishonim all over the place, they have a whole arichas over here. Does a shvu need a shem, or does a shvu not need a shem? But if you take a look in the Rishivas, and you take a look at the Lamdim say Azai, the Lamdim all say that even the Rishonim that hold that a shvu doesn't require a shem, it's not because the cheftza of a shvu is beli shem. The chefts of the Shvuah, the chayr is with Hashem, like the Kesem Mishnah learned up in the Rambam. The chefts of the Shvuah required Shem. So what does it mean that Shvuah is like by Hashem? Because we know there's a parish of Yadois when it comes to Nedarim and Shvuahs, right? All ideas we're going to have to get to. Yadois Shvuahs is Kishvuahs. And being that there's something called Yadois, if a person makes a Shvuah, being that the Shvuah was always with Hashem, a Yid Machta Shvuah, it's a Shvuah with Hashem. So even the Rishonim Zog in the London, that hold that a shvuah doesn't require a shem, it's merit because without mentioning the name of Hashem, it's ki'ilu you mentioned the name of Hashem. Al yedei the sugi of yodis, just to mention one ma'ar makom, this is in the Shulte Gibayrin, right here in the Rif, in Perik Shvuas, Eidus and Masach de Shvuas. So the Shulte Gibayrin says like this, Kosev Riaz, Shekol Shvuah Shenishba B'lei Askaris Hashem, Bein Shvuas Ha'Eidus, Bein Shvuas HaPikadin, Bein Shar Kol HaShvuas. Again, Kol Shvuas SheNishba B'Loy Askar HaShem. Doesn't matter what type of Shvuah it is. Hoyo V'Hiskir Loshen Shvuas Stam, Harehu K'Masker HaShem B'Shvuas. Being that you said Shvuas Stam, it's as if you were masked HaShem. V'Heinei Nadvar. Because that's the Inyan. The Inyan is that when a person says Shvuah, it's as if he was masked HaShem HaShem. A Shvuah involved the Shem HaShem. A Neder does not involve the Shem Hashem. Now, to be fair, the pasuk says, "Ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem." You're making a neder l'Hashem. I promise I'm going to do something l'Hashem. But the neder itself didn't invoke in any way, shape, or form the Shem Hashem. The Shvuah had to be b'Shem Hashem in the world of the Rambam. And even though a lot of Rishonim are chelik on the Rambam, a lot of those Rishonim are even moided to the Rambam, that really you need Hashem, but via the parasha of Yodai Shvuahs Kishvuahs, it's as if you had the Shem. Now this in and of itself already is the psicha and the haktama. It's Peseach Lanu Shai to be able to understand the distinction between Neder and Shvuah, A, and really, B, why the Shvuah would be so much more Chomer than Neder. But it's one step deeper. And that is as follows. The Chinuch, in Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Aleph, on the Pasuk Loisis Hashem Hashem Alekechel Hashav, and Avin Ezra, in his Pirush Ala Torah, on the Pasuk Loisis Hashem Hashem Alekechel Hashav, and Rabbeinu B'chaya, in Daseres HaDibris, on the Pasuk Loisis Hashem Hashem Alekechel Hashav, and the Ramban in his Pirush Ala Torah, Bekitzer and Parshas Matos, the Rishonim, in different places, if you put it all together, they seem to say the following. Nedarim and Shvuahs are high level the same thing. You're taking something that's mutter and you're making it aser. But fundamentally, they're coming to address something very, very different. When a person makes a neder, what he was doing was, he's taking something that's mutter and he wants to make it aser. Why is he doing it? It's a Mishnah Nedarim. Siyag le precious Nedarim. Right? Nedarim siyag le precious. A person is encouraged sometimes to make a neder as a siyag le precious. Now, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? So we know all the raid. And if you want more about this, I am Silas Sharon, right? Go through the Silas Sharon and when he talks about precious, and you see all the virtues of what it means to be a parish. But the heft of making a neder was, it was an oif and a precious, where the Torah said, don't eat chaza, don't eat nevela. I'm going to take it a step further. I'm not even going to eat kosher meat. Why? Because I'm a Baal Taiva, and this is a very important siyog for me. No problem. Adarabba, for that guy, Nedarim is Yagla Precious. What he's doing is a Meir de Gazach. The parish of Nedarim is a parish of Precious. That's not much what it is. It's a parish where the Torah gives you the ability, the capacity to go ahead and take something that's mutter and make it aser. It's a special Chiddush HaTorah. Torah says it works. Now it doesn't work. Once you do it and it's chal, you're bound by it. Etc. The person who made the Shvuah is a different guy. That guy is not coming to be mekabel on himself, precious. That person is not coming to create iser that the Torah said is mutter. That person, if you want a visual, is having a conversation with his friend. And in his conversation with his friend, they're talking. And he's saying, I'm going to do something. And the person says, I don't know, really? He says, yeah, I'm going to do it. I swear I'm going to do it. What he's doing is he's using the shvuah to be ma'amis dvarav. He's using the shvuah to double down, to raise the ante on what it is that he said. Says the Torah, if you say something, you have to listen. Midvar sheker tirchak, you have an obligation to observe whatever it is you say you're going to do. But if you swear you're going to do it, now that chiv is much more serious. It's not just midvar sheker tirchak. Now your chiv is to keep it mitzad the parish of shvuah. It's a whole different mechayiv. And really, that is what the Nishba is doing. What the Nishba is doing is he's saying something and he's doubling down on what it is he's saying. I'm not just saying it, I'm swearing it. Just to appreciate this a drop more. And that is, what was the concept of the person they used to swear in the name of? If you take a look at Devin Ezra. Devin Ezra says that Adayim Azen Mitzrayim, they're people that they swear in the name of the king of Egypt. Right? Well, what's happening? What you're doing is, just to quote, L'shoyme Azov Shala Ibn Ezra, Vine, Tam Liskar Hashem, Ki Kasher Hu Hashem Emes. What the person is doing when he's swearing with the name of Hashem, he's saying, just like the name of Hashem is Emes, Kein Yiyah Dvaray Emes. So to what I'm going to do now is going to be Emes. Vihine, Im Lo Yikayim Dvaray, if this person is not going to observe what he said he's going to observe, it's as if he's denying the very existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This person is making a statement, he's making a comment, and he's saying, I'm not just saying I'm going to do it, I swear I'm going to do it. And when he swears in the name of Hashem, what he's doing is, he's being toiva, him doing it, I'm not just saying it, I'm not just like swearing it or making a neder that's going to get you in that direction. What I'm doing is I'm literally being toivo. The amitus of what I'm saying I'm going to do in the amitus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As if to say, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, so too what I'm about to do now is MS as well. That's what you're saying when you swear. That's what you're saying when you swear in the name of Hashem, which according to the Rambam is the only way to swear. And according to many of the Rishonim, that's really the only way to swear. What you're doing is that you're raising the ante of what it is you're saying you're going to do. And the mechayiv is not just that you said it. The mechayiv is not even just that you promised. The mechayiv is that you would toilet it in the amitos hakel. And if you're going to violate it right now, then really what you're suggesting with your actions are that you're a shtickle koifer. And if that's the case, that's a very, 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 very bad thing to do. It's so bad that the Torah says, if you do it in the context of shav, kilo yinake. It's so bad that even if it's only in the context of sheker, it gets a special lav in the Torah. It's so bad that the Rambam says that when you're going to rank lavin between kalos and chamurois, this is going to be listed as chamurois. This is going to be not going to be listed as kalos. It's so bad that even though it's a lav shame by ma'isi, you're going to get malchus. It's so bad that it's going to be subject to the inyan of oil of yairit. Because what you're dealing with now is you just, with toilah, your action or your statement in the amitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're going to now, on some level, make light of your statement or the action you said you will or won't do, you're making light of Kaviyachal Aleh. And it's for that reason this Indian is so chomer. A neder is a promise. A shvua is a promise. I promise, I swear, Cheftza Gavra. It's all true, but they're addressing completely different things. But not just that. In the neder, yeah, you said Matan Eretzkat, you're going to do it, and you got to do it. But you weren't Nishba B'melech Atzmoy, says the Ramban. A person that makes a neder, the Ramban's lashon is he's nishba b'chaye yamelech. He's noyder b'chaye yamelech. A person that makes a shvuah, he's nishba b'melech atzmoy. The cheftza of shvuah is that you're being toiva your statement or your action in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, now there's a mechayev, a whole not. The mechayev is not what you said anymore. The mechayev is now the fact that you made this clear. And you better now do it, because otherwise you're rearing on inyonim and behavior that's already abizrayu de kfira mamish. And because it's abizrayu de kfira, it's for that reason this inyon now becomes much, much more chomer. So it's true, neder and shvuah are both in yodim of promises. They're both related to kayich hadibur. They're both related to the ruach memalala ayin da hakdama to masech tesedon. But they're both related to that inyan. But there's a mechayev in shvuah that's an independent mechayev, something that neder has absolutely no shaychus to, because neder, that's not what you're doing. You're not being toilet. Neither you're doing a maisapri, whatever you're doing, it doesn't even matter what you're doing. The bottom line is, it's not bemelech atzmai. When it comes to shvuah, it's bemelech atzmai. If you look at the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah on Daseres HaDibros, on the Sis Hashem Hashem Alekech Lashav. So what's the first of Daseres HaDibros? Anoichi Hashem Alekech Asher Yitzei Sicha. Number two is Lo Yiyah Lecha Elihim Acher Ma'ponai. Number three, Lo Sis Hashem Hashem Alekech Lashav. Says the Ramban, V'sidah Zua Mitzvah Achar Azorah Savoidah Zorah. After the love of Avoidah Zorah, we have Lo Sisa. Ki Kashiro Ilira Es Hashem Magodol Vanoira. Shaloi Los Is Kovod La'acher. Just like we have a lav of Avodah Zarah, which is essentially what? That you're not allowed to give kovid to Elohim Acherim. Kein ro'i los is kovid l'shmoy. There's also an inyan that you have to give kovid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hanoyse yoyse l'shav mechala. He's being mechala that inyan. There's a continuation, there's a hemshech between the lav of Avodah Zarah and lo'isis Hashem Hashem l'kach l'shav. That's the sequence of the first three Aseres HaDibros. Anoichi Hashem l'kecho. Because of Anoichi Hashem l'kecho, thou shalt not bestow any honor upon any other deities. Lo yilcha elihim acher malchpanoi, etc., etc. Not just that, because Anoichi Hashem alekecha asher yitzichem eretz Mitzrayim, you shall bestow honor on my name. And as a result of that, lo yisis Hashem Hashem alekecha lashav. The inyan of shvuah touches mamish on avodah zarah ad kidei kach. That's why this is an inyan of lo yanaka. That's the fundamental difference between a neder and a shvuah. So again, when you learn the sugyas, this is really not so new. You're not going to answer a rajbis kash in the sugya with this yisoid. 100%, we understand that. But at the same time, we have to know what we're doing here. And that is, there's a fundamental difference between the neder and the shvuah. The commonality is obvious. The sugyas are all the same. But from the standpoint of the chilek, it's also obvious. They jump off the page. There's so many differences. From the oilavi yoyre, to lois teshova b'shmila sheker, to the fact that it's in daseres hadibris, to the kilo yinake, to the fact that you get malchus on lavshem b'mais, to the fact that the Rambam calls it chamurois when the dorim is kalois. So how could it be? The teretz is, because at the end of the day, the cheftz of a shvua is not just I said, not even just like I doubled down. I was nishba b'melech atzmai. I was toila the amitos of what I said or what I will or will not do in the amitas hakel. Once you do that, that in and of itself is mechayev you. For that, the Eibishter says, I'm sorry. Ki lo yunaka. You know, the Evan Ezra, when he talks about the inyan of shvua shav and shvua sheker, so toich dvarav, he says a frightening line. His lashon is like this: Ve'ilu lo yhoye b'Yisrael rak zoyso averu levada. If this was the only averu that the Jewish nation had, taspik, it would be enough. Laharich agolus ulahoytsef maka amak yisaino. This in and of itself would be enough for the arichas agolus and to be moysef maka amak yisaino. Learning mesach the shvuas, maybe by learning mesach the shvuas, we could be mesach in the inyan of shvuas, which will cause us maybe to get out of this arichas agolus, and we shouldn't chalila have any more makos on makos seino. Be a skoyel tzedek.